that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producing of this year's CFRC live sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make a gift today via CFRC.ca.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Sweet Mama Jama.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
It is 9 o'clock in the a.m. Welcome back. You are tuned into CFRC Radio, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Check us out. We're the best station around.
We are.
You know us. You love us. You can't get away.
We're right here. We're just, right there.
Just when you thought you were out, we pull you back in. Go over to CFRC.ca because the 2025 funding drive is now a go, and there are big things happening.
Big stuff.
Huge. got lots of cool events that are coming
up.
Yeah,
so contests coming up too, I think.
Yeah, lots of new CFRC swag coming down the
merch,
pipeline.
Yeah.
Holidays are coming up.
Yeah.
And if you want to go a different route, you can donate through the Queen's donation portal, I believe, and get yourself that sweet tax receipt.
Yes.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Mark Carney announced his budget. We need all the help we can get. Anyways, welcome back. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock. In the last set, we just heard... we heard from The Offspring with Intermission. We like to play that every week because it's the least Offspringy song ever written.
And you love it.
I love it. We had the Formulas Dance Band in there as well with their classic Never Never Let Me Down. And we opened it up with Brandi Carlile and Church and State. She was on Saturday Night Live this past week.
Big deal.
She's great. She's my new...
New crush?
Yeah, she's wonderful. She's such a great rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
You know who else I like?
Who?
The listeners. I like you guys a lot.
I like the listeners, too. We love you guys.
We appreciate you guys coming in.
Yeah.
This time of morning, we like to talk about events. You know, it's 9 a.m. It's Wednesday. The weekend is just cresting on the horizon. We've got to figure out some stuff to do. It's not winter yet, right, Simone?
Right. Not quite yet.
No. So we've got to get out and do some stuff. You know, be productive members of society and get out and do some things. First and foremost, we have what we've been talking about all morning. The Grand On Stage presents... Fat Joke, which is happening tomorrow night and the night after. That is comedian Cheyenne Rouleau. She's doing a one-woman show, storytelling, stand-up, and unapologetic fact-blasting about fat phobia and what it's like to be a bigger person in the entertainment industry or in the world in general. Should be a good show. I've seen stand-up at the Grand a lot before, and it's a lot of fun. So if you want a pair of free tickets, give us a call at the CFRC hotline, 613-533 CFRC. Operators are standing by.
That's exciting, Jeff.
Our operator is Clark, our wonderful student who's shadowing us today.
Yes.
Clark, you're going to be doing an R&B show, you said, right?
That's true.
Friday nights?
Friday nights.
Nice. Keep your peepers peeled for that, folks, because that's going to be good. I love a good Friday night party show. Fantastic. Simone, you have any fun events to talk about?
Let's see. I think there's going to be a Kingston Murder Mysteries.
Ooh.
It's called Death in the Shadows.
Really?
Okay, coming up. Okay, so let me take a look here.
That's spooky sounding, though.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit. A little bit.
I like a good murder mystery, though. You know, it's something kind of different and fun. And you said this one is outdoors.
It's outdoors. So there's an app that you have to follow, and then it gives you certain places to go and things to do. And you have a 2-hour maximum time slot or whatever to complete it.
No kidding.
And so you can go by yourself or you can have a group of your friends.
That's cool.
Go and do that. So you keep an eye out on Visit Kingston.
Okay.
To see when that's happening.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool. That's something like different and fun. And again, it's not winter yet. You can still get out and do these things. Mm-hmm. Not bad at all. It's like an escape room, but less nerdy.
Yeah, that's right. It's like an escape room. It's like a scavenger hunt.
And like a murder mystery.
Yeah, and a murder mystery. Nice. All rolled up into one. There's multiple dates when you can do this.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not just one day.
Nice.
Because people have like different times when they have time to do it.
Exactly. So check out Visit Kingston.
That's right.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Kingston Murder Mystery, Death in the Shadows. That's what it's called.
You try to get away from the Halloween stuff, Simone. It comes back. Right on. Other events that are happening in and around town this weekend. We've got a show at Overtime Sports Bar. Out in the west end of Kingston at Scenic Days in Bath Road, the mecca of all things cool. I do like Overtime though. I go there once in a while.
You ever do karaoke over there?
Not yet.
But they have it though, right?
They do. I might be going to sing along to this one though. This is called the Goose Is Loose Tour 2025, and it features bands Pull the Curtain, Slackin Idol, and Kingston's own Rogue Rising.
Oh.
Rogue Rising's a good one. They're up and coming. They're a local band. We played their new track, Ouija, last week on the Halloween special. And as we were playing it, co-host extraordinaire Vinny the Thrill put the connection together that the lead singer actually used to coach his daughter gymnastics.
Ooh.
And then last week was her last day at work because her and her band, Rogue Rising, are going off to Tirana to make it big.
Ah, so they got a Kingston connection.
Yeah.
There. Okay.
So if you want to check them out before they hit the highest echelons of fame and they stop looking at us in the eye.
Right.
Then check them out at the Goose Is Loose Tour at Overtime Sports Bar. Once again, Friday night at 9 p.m. Doors open at 8.
Yeah, it's Friday, November 7th.
Yes. And it's only $11 to get in.
Only
three bands.
$11.
It's fantastic.
It's a great price.
You can spend the rest of your money on snacks and beer.
There you go.
It's a good way to start your weekend. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. Also going on Wednesday night, speaking of karaoke, we have Wednesday Night Vibes Karaoke at the Mansion tonight at 9.
Okay.
I like a good karaoke. What's your favorite, like, if you're doing karaoke, what's your favorite song to do?
Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I haven't done karaoke that much, too.
Yeah? What was your last karaoke song?
Let me think. I don't know.
It's been that long. The best is Bohemian Rhapsody, because then you can
just get
random people coming up on stage. You get a good gaggle of folks.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And I had a buddy who could do Piano Man like nobody's business. He was very good at it.
Nice.
Yeah, so the Mansion would be a fun place for karaoke, I think. Yeah. It's big, it's loud.
Or maybe a Disney song.
True.
Most people know the Disney songs.
Yeah, some people can sing along with.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh, classic. I knew you were going to say Lion King. I don't know why, I just knew.
You just knew.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all I've got for events that are going on, though. I mean, as always, there's lots of things happening. Check out CFRC.ca and find out some of those funding drive related events. I know there's a game night at Minotaur coming up. There's drag bingo at the Grad Club. We've got Slash Need coming to the Grad Club on Sunday night, the 9th. You're going to want to check them out if you're into punk music, performance art. All the hipsters, all the top tier, highest echelon hipsters on my Instagram that live in TO love this band. So I'm going to go down there just to see.
Just to see what you can see.
See what all the hype is about.
Yeah,
see what's going on with
absolutely.
Slash Need. Yeah. So check them out and check out everything else.
Yeah.
We love you guys. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone Lamone.
And we're going to get back to the tunes. It's about 10 minutes after 9, and we will continue things with Shonali with Radio Days Are Coming Back.
They are.
They're here, and they're not going nowhere.
Yeah.
Next break, though. Next break, we're talking nerd news, and we've got some exciting Brendan Fraser news. We got to dump on you.
Jeff the movie nerd is bursting.
I'm busting. It's good stuff. It's really good. Like, it's going to make your day.
It is. Yeah. I think it is.
Awesome. I can't get through this music block fast enough. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC
101.9.
Pop rocks crumble in your your bacon. And we can hear you. And when the stars blow you off, there's no residue. Now you're free to be distracted. You can feel the breeze overreacting. Later on, let's meet in the forest. We'll dance with the night. When a winner quits, baby, it's always like that. Our radio days are coming.
Do I look like I know what a JPEG is? I just want a picture of a goddang hot dog.
seesaw. I'm going up and down, all around like a seesaw.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Can you point your fingers and do the twist?
Everybody,
can you point your fingers and do the twist?
We're all gonna do it.
Yeah, we're gonna go up and go down. Get back up and turn around. Can you point your fingers and do the twist?
What's next?
Can you stand on one foot and shake your hands?
Oh boy, that's hard.
Can you stand on one foot and shake your hands?
Shake it, shake it.
Yeah, we're gonna go up and go down. Get back up and turn around. Can you stand on one foot and shake your hands?
From Canada, and they think I'm slow, eh?
Light. It's been a tough year for the Campbell boys.
Dad seriously hasn't been the same since Mom passed away. The truth is, Tristan, I am scared. I'm scared of this family falling apart.
But in tough times, they always pull together.
Would you like to get a massage with the four of us?
From Adult Swim comes a new series full of laughs. Love.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah.
And life lessons.
I think if I have children, I'm leaning towards circumcising. What about you guys?
Let's go!
I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Alrighty, there we go. Welcome back, everybody.
Oh my goodness.
My name is Jeff the Nerd for a reason. Welcome back to CFRC, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody.
My name is Jeff the Nerd, of course.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's Indie Morning Wake Up. What we just heard was
what did we just hear, Jeff?
That was a clip.
What was that?
That was my new favorite show. I am sure you're familiar with the Adult Swim Network. It is they've got a new animated program that just premiered called Ha Ha, You Clowns. And it's just about these three dumb, adorable teenage brothers, the Campbell boys. And it's just about how wholesome they are and that their dad is raising them right. And it's just fantastic. I've been watching episode 3 was just on last night, and the oldest one left his prized bomber jacket at a fajita restaurant, and the 11-minute episode is just him having this full emotional breakdown because he's lost his Tuskegee Airmen bomber jacket.
Oh my goodness.
It's wonderful.
That's so random, but
that's why I played
that's
it.
That's why you played
it's
it.
It's so random, and it's so funny, and it's just so weird.
Yeah.
I think people should keep an eye out for Ha Ha, You Clowns.
Okay. Ha Ha, You Clowns.
Oh, I love it so much.
And where can you find that?
It's on Adult Swim, so you can find
Swim.
It.
Okay.
And it's based on a little series of shorts from a couple years ago, so you can find all the shorts on YouTube.
All righty.
But I'm working on the voices right now, the whole... I'm worried that this family's being torn apart. Like that kind of thing.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I don't want to get guac on my Tuskegee Airmen bomber.
Oh, very good.
So working on it.
Very good, very good.
If you're just tuning in, then this you know that this segment is the nerd segment where we talk about...
Yeah, this is your segment.
We talk about geeky things like Ha Ha, You Clowns.
Uh-huh.
And all other things that are going on in the world of nerddom.
Yeah, so what's going on, Jeff? What's exciting you right now?
Well, besides that, I'm very excited. We teased at the top of the show that there's some big Brendan Fraser news, but I should say there's some even bigger Rachel Weisz news. Okay. We all love Brendan Fraser. But we love Rachel Weisz even more. Long story short, they're making another Mummy movie.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They start, of course, in the 1999 classic, The Mummy.
Yeah.
And then they returned for The Mummy Returns.
Right.
Rachel Weisz dropped out of the franchise, and then Brendan Fraser had to do the third one with Maria Bello that was kind of a flop. It's directed by Rob Cohen, didn't really work.
Mm.
And so the franchise has lied dormant for years. Tom Cruise tried to reboot it years ago.
He did, I remember that.
Yeah.
That didn't do well.
Not at all.
Why do you think it didn't do well with Tom?
It just didn't work as a good movie.
It wasn't a good story.
Wasn't a very rollicking adventure. The action was. I saw it.
What's there to like? What's the secret? Like the Mummy comes back, right?
It's supposed to be fun, though. You know, I think the Brendan Fraser one worked out so well because everyone had so much fun watching it. It's just a good adventure movie, like Indiana Jones.
I see.
Yeah, the Tom Cruise one. They were trying to springboard the whole Dark Universe thing. They were trying to make a Marvel Cinematic Universe of monster movies back then.
Oh, I see.
So they were trying to cram too much.
Too many things.
Too many things.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just happy to hear that, Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz are in talks to make another Mummy movie.
Okay.
I'd be very excited. Some of the rumors were that they were going to be, it was going to be like an Aztec, South American kind of mummy adventure, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And of course, they're older now. Time has passed. So maybe it would like take place in the 50s or 60s.
Right.
I'm excited.
Or they might have their kids or something.
That's true.
Doing some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, things are happening.
Yeah.
Good things are happening.
Okay.
The Brendan Fraser Renaissance continues.
Yeah.
So very excited.
Yeah.
On that.
He has another film coming up, right?
The Rent-A-Family, it's called.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a drama and this is a real thing in Japan where lonely people can rent family members for events or things. So he plays an out-of-work, washed-up American actor who goes to Japan to work for this Rent-A-Family company. And, you know, it's a heartwarming, touching drama where he learns to love and live and laugh.
Yeah, it looks so sweet.
It does.
It really does.
So I'm assuming that would be the kind of thing that would come to the screening room, I would guess, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep my peepers peeled for that.
Okay.
Brendan Fraser, everybody.
All right,
it's
Brendan.
America's golden boy.
All right. He's come back.
He's back. You know who else is
back, I guess.
You know who else is America's golden boy?
Who else?
Robert Patrick.
Robert who?
Robert Patrick. He played T-1000 in Terminator 2, amongst other things.
Okay.
He was that liquid metal robot.
Oh, yeah, the buzz cut guy?
Yeah, the buzz cut guy.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He turned 67 years old today.
Really?
Yeah.
67.
Happy birthday to Robert Patrick.
Wow, happy birthday.
We like to talk about celebrity birthdays on the show because, as you know, they are our social betters and they deserve our worship.
Okay, Jeff.
But mostly, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that we have great respect for character actors, you know, like the Tom Cruises are fine. Your Brendan Fraser's are good.
Yeah, but that's a dying breed.
Is the character actor?
No, that like.
Oh, you mean the A-list celebrity?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's fading away.
Yeah.
You're right.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess so.
Is it sort of?
Sort of. I mean, you were talking off air about Glenn Powell, who's starring in the Running Man remake.
Yeah.
He's sort of like all we've got right now for. You know what I mean?
Big box office.
A big box office draw where people know he's a household name. People go to see the movie because it's him.
You think so?
I will.
Yeah?
You remember that scene from Twisters where he comes out of the farmhouse in that white t-shirt and the rain is just dappling on his pectorals? A lot of questions. I'm questioning a lot of things about myself after seeing that movie. I'll go see a Glenn Powell movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So the Running Man.
To me, he's Matthew McConaughey 2.0.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, they could be brothers. Yeah.
Yeah, just another one.
Just another one.
Yeah.
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 But I mean, we're all about the character actors here, just because it's people like, you know.
Well, it's interesting just to see, like, who is that guy? I know that guy.
Yeah.
You don't know his name, but you know that guy.
You know his work, yeah.
Yeah.
So happy 67th to Robert Patrick. Happy 57th to Sam Rockwell. I would say he's character actor turned A-list celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a lot of stuff. I mean, he was in the Marvel movies. He was in Galaxy Quest with Tim Allen back in the day.
Ooh.
Tons of stuff. 3 Billboards out of Ebbing, Missouri. I think he was on White Lotus. Good stuff, though. He's been around for a long time. Happy birthday, Sam Rockwell.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. I've got a few other little news headlines. Nothing as crazy as the Rachel Weisz, Brendan Fraser news, though.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that nutty, but we got a few little headlines. First and foremost, Benicio Del Toro, hot off the success of one battle after another, just got cast in the Ocean's 11 prequel that they're doing.
Ooh.
They're making another Ocean's movie with Warner Brothers and Lucky Chap Entertainment. It was announced earlier this month that Bradley Cooper joined the cast opposite Margot Robbie. He's taken over the role that Ryan Gosling was slated to play. But, you know, we're going to start seeing more and more good actors coming out to join, you know, this ensemble movie.
Okay.
I like a good heist movie.
Is it going to be like a mix of the genders, do you think?
Maybe.
Because didn't the first one was just all guys, basically?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then they did one that was all ladies.
That was not very good, yeah.
Right, people didn't really like.
Yeah, and so I think what was going... Yeah, so, you know, Margot Robbie's in it, so maybe they're just going to get a more well-rounded team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see. It could be good.
Could be good.
We'll
could
see.
Be something.
Could be something.
Maybe.
I mean, if it's got Benicio, right? I mean, he's pretty good. It just got announced that Ian McKellen and Severance star Tremel Tillman are going to join Ty West's Christmas Carol adaptation. I saw Christmas Carol adaptation, so I started reading the article just now, but then Ty West, who directed X and Pearl and Maxine, that intense horror movie trilogy. I'm sorry we keep bringing it back to horror movies, Simone.
I know.
But just the fact that he's doing a project called Ebenezer, A Christmas Carol, dubbed a thrilling ghost story set in Dickens' London following one man's supernatural journey to face his past, present, and future.
Mm.
So Johnny Depp stars as Scrooge, and Andrea Riseborough is also attached to star.
Interesting.
Who do you think Ian McKellen's going to play?
Don't know.
Maybe one of the ghosts, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. Either way, I mean, do you think we need another Christmas Carol adaptation?
I guess if Johnny Depp's going to do it, then it could be interesting.
Could be interesting, yeah exactly.
Could
and
be.
Ty West is an interesting voice, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
We'll see, I guess.
We'll see.
May not be, I won't take my mother to see it.
No, your mom is not seeing this with you.
No. What's your favorite Christmas Carol adaptation? Like in terms of movies.
I don't know. I can't think of... Don't the Muppets do one?
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's exactly what I thought you were going to say. Yeah, the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Best one, because Michael Caine sings in it.
Nice.
Fantastic. Well, we'll be doing Christmas specials coming up.
Yes. You got to sing to us, Jeff.
Oh, no. that's all I've got for headlines today, you know? I'm just very excited about the Brendan Fraser mummy news. I started watching Kim Kardashian in All's Fair on Hulu.
What'd you think? How do you think she did?
I've only...
So far. You're three episodes in. in. What do you think?
No, I'm 3 minutes in.
You're 3 minutes in. What do you think of her? What do you think? How's she doing?
Not good.
Not good?
Not good. I don't know.
At all?
Well, I mean, you know what you're getting into with the show. I'm not expecting...
You're not expecting much?
The moon landing. So I think it's just going to be
What about the outfits?
The outfits are spectacular, Simone. My goodness, they're really, those ladies, they're powerful lady lawyers that only take on lady cases.
You like those, suits?
The costume design is fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
Yeah.
It's definitely a showcase. I just think the show so far, it's too on the nose. There's no subtlety to it.
There's no subtlety.
Do
you think it's making fun of itself?
Possibly. I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know that. No one's expecting, like I said before, no one's expecting Oscar.
No, exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just to be...
You're right. I think they've got to know what they're doing to the point where it's almost, not a parody of itself, but they know what's going
on. That's what I mean.
Because the caliber of the cast, other than Kim Kardashian, is pretty fantastic. You got Glenn Close, you've got Sarah Paulson, you've got Naomi Watts.
Yeah.
You've got Nicey Nash.
I just watched Sarah Paulson in... American Crime Story.
Yeah?
The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Oh, I heard that was good.
She was really good in it. Yes, Paulson, yes.
She's talented.
Very talented.
She was kind of a standout in the first chunk of that first episode.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. So I guess, you've got Kim to kind of bring a lot of the camera clicks.
Yeah, exactly.
The clicks or whatever they call them.
Yeah, so my other takeaway was that it was a very, fast pace. Like, everything's happening all at once. Like, the first 5 minutes, you're, fully into it. So there's no real time to breathe. And I think that's probably why it's so on the nose. They're hour-long episodes, 40 minutes. But everything happens so rapid fire that, the scenes are just sort of like one thing to the next, to the next.
It feels rushed to you?
It feels rushed, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of like, take your time. You've got this big ensemble cast. I don't even know what the characters' names are yet.
Right.
And they're already doing this stuff. So, I don't know. It's popcorn.
There you go.
It's good popcorn.
Popcorn.
I'm going to keep watching it, though, I think.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, why not?
I have a secret crush on Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
If Glenn Powell takes her away from me.
You've got a crush on these Disney girls.
Yeah, I guess so.
The other girl is our girl.
Our girl, yeah, Quinta.
Quinta.
Yeah, that's what AI will do. It'll make our Brunson and Bronson TV show.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Abbott Elementary Halloween special, by the way?
No.
Because the custodian, Mr. Johnson, his costume was Denzel Washington in Gladiator 2.
Really?
And I leapt out of my chair.
Did you?
He has the long robes. Yeah. And so he came on, and I thought he really. And then he said it, and I was like, yes.
Yes.
Words are happening.
There you go. There you go.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, it's 9:34 in the a.m. Thanks for coming along to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9. We're going to get back to the tunes. And then afterwards, we're going to say our so longs, I guess, and talk a little bit more about the funding drive.
Yeah. Okay.
So check out CFRC.ca and get your funding drive in on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. We're going to do the beaches, though, right now. This is Can I Call You in the Morning live on Jimmy Kimmel last week. Let's do it.
Let's do it. You can call me.
All right.
No Hard Feelings is out now. Here with the song, Can I Call You in the Morning? The Beaches.
Toss
Men, here's the order of deportations. First, you'll be rounding up your tired, then your poor, then your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Breathers. Got it.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Hanging out at the TAB.
make you president?
Well, maybe it's because I can recite all 50 states in a quarter of a second.
Tant pis pour elle, quelle belle nouvelle, quelle belle nouvelle, que celle que tu aimes n'était qu'une étincelle, qu'elle brûle avec elle, retour à l'essentiel, moi le bleu de tes yeux et toi le Dieu de mon ciel, quelle belle nouvelle, quelle belle nouvelle, que celle que tu aimes. Bordel, hésitation à terme, c'est moi que tu aimes, t'as donc plus besoin d'elle, c'est la fin des querelles, des pluies torrentielles, elle pleuvait sur toi, moi je te donne des ailes, tu me donnes des ailes, et on s'échappe du système, que je la vide de tes veines, jusqu'à ce que rien ne rappelle.
Des pluies torrentielles, elle pleuvait sur toi. Moi, je te donne des ailes, tu me donnes des ailes, et on s'échappe du système. Que je la vide de tes veines, jusqu'à ce que plus rien ne la rappelle. Regarde mes lèvres qui invitent les tiennes. C'est notre lune de miel, et tant pis pour elle. Quelle belle nouvelle! Quelle belle nouvelle, que celle que tu aimes n'était qu'une.
Speaking of really funny and really smart.
Yeah.
Simone Levone.
Hey.
Thanks for coming back.
I'm glad. I'm happy to be back.
I thought we were never going to see you again.
Oh, did you miss me?
Yeah, exactly. too much sports talk, too much zombie chatter last month.
No,
I got it all out of my system.
You got it all out.
I'm ready
to move
on.
Ready for Christmas time?
I'm ready to get ready.
Maybe a little Mariah.
I'm ready to get ready.
Ready to get ready. Okay.
Amazing.
I'm happy with that.
Awesome. We're also ready for just a fine day at CFRC Radio. There's lots going on around here. We've got the Mood with May coming up next. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. We have the funding drive that just kicked off this
merch
week.
Merch coming down the pipe.
Oh, sweet merch.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, lots
I really
of events.
Like one of my prized possessions is my CFRC t-shirt.
Amazing, yeah. So I'm really looking forward to the new merch designs that they're talking about.
Mm.
Very, very, very excited.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so there's lots coming down the pipeline. We just heard brand new stuff from Charlotte Cardin with Tant Pis Pour Elle. I don't know.
I can't help you there.
Either way, it was fantastic. We had a classic from Drunk Mums with New Australia. Also in that set, Carl Holmes and the Commanders. I forgot the song's name. I think it was called Jonathan Toobin. Either way, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering what the songs are, go to CFRC.ca and re-listen to our episodes on the archives.
Yes.
Get more of Jeff and Simone. Get as much more as you can.
That's right.
And we opened up the last set with The Beaches and Can I Call You in the Morning. You could call us to win those free tickets, but I guess no one did. So maybe we'll go to the show.
We'll go. We'll let you guys know how it goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, in summation, what else did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday?
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
The comeback continues.
Exactly. Yeah. We might be getting a new Mummy movie.
Yeah, we might.
Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz are in final negotiations right now.
Okay, get that money.
Get that mummy money. we also learned that there's a lot of new programs on to get you through the colder, darker months, you know. We've got Adult Swim with Ha Ha You Clowns.
Yes.
Smiling Friends is back for its season on Adult Swim, another weird animated one that I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that new one on Hulu, that Ryan Murphy legal drama.
Yes, with Kim.
With Kim K, Glenn Close. Great cast.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a whirl.
And plus, you can, while you're watching that, you can have your fill of Old Farm Fine Foods.
And you can get some amazing Old Farm Fine Foods. Yes. You get yourself. Get
your pot pies, your shepherd pies.
I was just going to say.
Your turkey dinners, you know, your sausages, your everything.
I say it all day, every day. Nothing pairs better with Kim Kardashian than an Old Farm Fine Foods mac and cheese.
There you go.
It rolls off the tongue.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get down to our sponsors and get something delicious.
Good.
Other than that, I hope you guys, you know, stay warm, stay with it. Don't let the daylight savings mess you up.
Yeah.
Just sleep a lot.
Yeah.
That was the other thing we learned is that Shohei Ohtani, star of the LA Dodgers that won the World Series, his secret is that he sleeps 10 to 12 hours a day.
He's a big boy.
So if we sleep 12 hours a day, we're going to be hitting dingers as good as Shohei.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Simple as that.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, we're going to sign off. Like I said, afterwards is The Mood with May, so keep it locked for that. We're going to hear Nicolette and the Nobodies with their new one called Show Up. After which, if we have time, we're going to hear another new one from Brandi Carlile called Human. So I hope you guys have a nice human day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have a nice person day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're all nice people. See you all next week.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
So baby, please shine. I need.
Once again, Brandi Carlile.
Baby, you're only gonna hurt your back. Looking down like that, caught yourself a little more slack. Baby, you're gonna have a heart. And they won't thank you. They don't make awards for that. We know by now the time does not take sides. We're only human. I don't need to see how it ends to tell you. Being human.